The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
To shoot while we are filming it.
Rolling.
And action.
And there's action, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with one Gabe and Doyle.
And definitely not Tim.
Again.
Motherfucker's been gone for like a month.
And we're back.
Ashton just keeps walking in and out.
Yeah,
and
I my wife saw this fucking Ring app just keeps going off every minute.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah, stop going in and out then.
I guess her show.
Stop funny, going in and out. In a funny way.
Oh, okay. She didn't mean it in a funny way. She hates you, Ashton. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 156.
Super fucking weird intro.
56 of Thinking Outside the Long
Box.
Is it 57?
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 157 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
Fuck you.
Dude, all you got to do is that second hey is just cut everything.
We will not rape or be raped during this episode.
Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
Next episode. No promises.
So today we are going to be talking about our favorite dystopian fiction.
I'm going to look up my favorite right now.
Or nonfiction.
Ooh, that's weird. So I have like two. One's a book and one is...
Fuck books.
An anime that's been turned into a movie I haven't seen yet. Or a manga that's been turned into a movie I haven't seen yet.
I have a bunch, but I'll narrow it down.
Yeah. Why don't you start? Why don't you start with a couple?
Okay. Because you can go, like, I think if you wanted to just pick out, like, the most historically accurate ones, like, Fahrenheit, 1984, even, I think Children Men's being blown up pretty big as far as those lists go. And those kind of breed into all the other ones that a lot of people
one
like.
One of mine is, too, Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here.
Yeah.
Like.
Metropolis. Like, you go back. A lot of those, like, old.
Buddy.
It was empty.
Almost all over Gabe's computer.
That glass almost died.
A lot of those old
death.
Stories bleed into, like, the new movies that people like.
Yeah.
They just don't know it. But one that I've found, I think, in the last year and a half that I really like. You can only get it on Audible, I think, on Amazon Prime. It's called The Babaverse. I think the first book is, I think it's called We Are Legion. And it's about a tech developer. Hold on, I want to get the like actual name of the book. So people, yeah, We Are Legion, We Are Bob. There are three books. And the first book is about a tech developer who, you know, hits it big with an app, sells his app, gets really rich. He's a nerd. So he pays for cryogenic, you know, freezing because he thinks with that. So the company that he pays for ends up, they don't freeze your whole body. Other days they just cut off your head because in the future it's more likely they can just grow you a new body than fix like a potentially
damaged body. Yeah.
That would be easier to do that. So after he pays for that, he goes to dinner and then he's walking back to a convention that he's at and gets hit by a car, like immediately murdered. You know what I mean? So it cuts to the future. They've extracted his brain into a computer, but not his head. So they use him to develop I forget the name of the probe. Von Hausen or something probe. That's a probe that they shoot out into space, and it uses 3D printers and nanites to reproduce itself as it enters new systems in the galaxy. So it's a theoretical way right now, but to Star Trek the universe without sending people out there. But as it's happening, the planet's falling apart. I think it's Russia. I can't remember. It's usually Russia, though. It's also developing their own program, so they're competing. And as the book ends, humanity basically is killing itself off. These probes are going into space, continuing to fight a war. He's not a warrior. He's a nerd that all of a sudden is Star Trekking the universe as a probe.
Right.
You know, upgrading, developing himself, and recreating himself, different versions of himself, and learning how to fight a war because the Russian one is, like, obviously some warrior guy that they sent up there to do the same thing. I don't know how far I want to go into this series. It's a really interesting look at, like, how humanity might spread outside of the galaxy while humanity on the planet is
completely falling apart.
Or killing itself off.
Yeah.
How our technology might just, like, outreach us, essentially.
Sounds like we're a virus.
We kind of are.
Yeah. So humanity ends up surviving, but as we're as the probe is multiplying, finding different places, it finds alien worlds that are peaceful.
And then as far as
undeveloped, but it finds an alien world that is straight like devastating most of the galaxy. Like as far as moving on to systems, taking all of the natural resources, they're doing the typical thing.
Independence Day,
pretty much, but not much
less Will Smith.
Yeah, it's much better.
Sounds
told.
Worse.
I'm telling you, I think you would like this book. It's really interesting.
Nice. You said it's called the Bobaverse.
That's just, I think, like a. I don't know, like a
nickname?
Yeah, kind of, because all the books have names, but...
Right.
But as he finds that, he has to figure out how to get back to the planet, get all the remaining humans off of the planet, find them a new home, because that species is coming this way. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
And they're super far advanced from where he is. Even though he's very smart, he's upgraded himself way beyond human capacity as he's learning.
Because he's a computer, basically.
He's an AI, essentially, and a human.
Huh.
I don't know. It's a super interesting book. It's really well written. The science is fun.
We are Legion.
Yeah.
Also, it's just fun. Like, the book is written in a fun way. So it's not just, like,
it's
super serious or boring.
It's We Are Legion, For We Are Many, All These Worlds, and then the collection is the Bobaverse.
Okay, so it is technically called the Bobaverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude's name is Bob.
That's awesome. It sounds cool.
It is a super...
Written by Dennis E. Taylor.
Yeah, he has another book, too, about that I just read called, or just listened to, called Singularity Trap. That's also really good, about how an alien civilization might communicate with us. And it is completely different than anything else I have ever come across. So his ideas are super unique.
I don't really know much about dystopian stuff. I told him.
You do, but you don't. You're not thinking
about it. I don't think about it, right. I told him, I was like, maybe I'll talk about Back to the Future, too.
Because, like, Walking Dead is dystopian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an obvious one, but...
So...
I mean, the Dark Ages are kind of,
Back to the Future 2 is definitely dystopian, right? He goes to a dystopian future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Idiocracy is dystopian.
I haven't seen that movie in forever.
Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Oh, I think I just Terminator. Changed what I'm going to talk about, actually.
Terminator, straight up dystopian future.
Is that a dystopian...
What happens and they're trying to stop it is definitely dystopian.
Is that dystopian, or
is that apocalyptic at that point, though?
Because they win. I think it's dystopian.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do they win, though? They don't win.
They do. They stop Skynet, and even in this movie, they say they stop Legion, too.
So the humans win.
Yeah.
I mean,
it ends up not being dystopian.
Who knows if there's enough of them left to repopulate the planet, but they win.
But I mean, it ends up not being dystopian then, right?
No, it's still dystopian.
Is it?
I would think so.
So, for me, the idea of, like, a dystopia definitely revolves around, like, a society
Why don't you read the definition of dystopia?
Yeah, let's find that out.
Yeah, because I thought dystopian was you were in that society and shit went sideways.
All right, so here we go. An imagined state or society in which there is great suffering or injustice... Typically one that is totalitarian or post-apocalyptic. So there you go.
But post-apocalyptic. So Terminator 1 wouldn't be dystopian.
No.
Because they're trying to stop the dystopia from happening.
But the future world is.
Right.
Yeah.
In Terminator, I feel like it's happening simultaneously. Like you're experiencing what you're experiencing in the movie because what's happening in the future is also happening.
But you can stop the future from happening in the past.
It's more of just a science fiction film, except for the one with Christian Bale where he's like the leader of the
resistance.
That's
actually in the dystopian time.
Well, Terminator 2 has scenes in the dystopian time, too.
It has scenes, but like that's not the main thrust of like the actual film.
I feel like it's there. It's a dystopian
time. I disagree with you.
Yeah. God damn it. No, just kidding.
I was going to yell.
I like disagreement. It allows us to talk more.
No, more than anything, I don't disagree. I'm trying to clarify what we're thinking dystopian means.
So for me, I typically would think of it as a society that on its face probably looks okay, but underneath it's like incredibly corrupt and like...
I think a lot of things go that way, like 1984-ish. Yeah.
Or like
I mean?
V for Vendetta is a really good example where the people external...
Or Equilibrium, because somebody mentioned that in our...
Yeah, like...
The Looper? That was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Looper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Looper.
Like, I feel like a lot of the time...
Surrogates?
I just watched that yesterday.
I feel like a lot of the time when I think of dystopian fiction, like society is still functioning. Like I don't think of Walking Dead so much as a dystopian idea as like a post-apocalyptic. And for me, there's like a big disconnect.
I would disagree because I think Walking Dead's all about society.
That's true because of the way they reform society.
Yeah, if you take leading up to it, there's definitely a point where it's just. We're all fucked. Everybody's fucked.
Yeah.
But where it's at now, it's definitely society-based. Wow, motherfucker. It's society-based. So it's like a lizard.
So for me, I'm going to talk about Mega City 1 and Judge Dredd.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, Judge Dredd.
So the comic book Judge Dredd is something that like I was introduced to in middle school. And this idea that like there's this mega city in the middle of like a desert that's like the only survival of humanity. Like there's several other mega cities, but Mega City 1 is like the main one. And the judges that are there are the only law. And because the city is so huge and the infrastructure has become so fallen apart that the judges are allowed to be judge, jury, and executioner. And this idea that law has absolute control, but still has absolutely no control whatsoever is a fucking amazing, like, palette to create great stories on. Like,
I agree with you. It's pretty legit.
I absolutely love Judge Dredd. And going from the comic, the Sylvester Stallone film, I'm not a giant fan of. I didn't hate it, but I'm not a giant fan of it. The newest Dredd film.
It's like Sylvester. That's three words. It's like it's one syllable.
I didn't say three words.
Did
you say more than one word there?
I said three words. I ate two steroids in between those words.
Wow.
That dude's on roids, bro.
I
don't know. I'm not going to say he is.
He's like 80 and his veins are touching.
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
The new Judge Dredd film, I liked a lot more.
The new Judge Dredd film is amazing,
like it, honestly. I feel like it captures like the spirit of the comic books a little bit better than the Sylvester Stallone one does. But I'm straight up on it.
I think that's one of the best comic movies out.
It's up there for sure. Like it's definitely
it gets like no love,
sure.
But
I think it gets no love because people just don't know that it's there.
Yeah,
it's also a knockoff of another movie. I think, which is like the Raid. Like, it's the exact same movie as the Raid, but which is also a really great movie,
but
does not have Judge Dredd in it. Yeah. And I do have to say too, like because this was my original pick. Battle Angel Alita is like probably one of my favorite like dystopian ideas where like above where they live is like the city for the rich and the powerful and all of their trash just comes out of it and everybody lives in the trash. Like they're discarding so much useful stuff that a society has built up.
Battle Angel is straight up modern day Metropolis.
Yeah. Like it's just... It's just such a cool idea, and it...
If you can go watch an old Silent movie, you should.
Yeah, Metropolis is an amazing film.
But it's the same thing. I mean, it absolutely is. Kicking their bullshit down to the underlings, making the robots.
Planet of the Apes? Would that be dystopian?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Especially the second one?
Yeah.
Well, it's like it's a dystopia inside a not dystopia. The apes are not dystopian, but...
It's like hard sci-fi on top of dystopian. I don't know. It's cool. Like, this is, for me, like, this idea of, like, society corrupted to the point where where it's falling apart is such fertile ground for, like, literature and, like, fiction that it becomes great. Like, I love Dredd. I love Battle Angel Alita.
I haven't seen it yet.
Books, like you said, books like 1984.
I wish I had more time to read.
Me too. I try to listen to audio books quite a bit.
Audible helps out a lot.
It Can't Happen Here is a really good book.
Days of Future Past is like a two comic book arc that's phenomenal.
Brave New World is an amazing book that just really latches on to this idea of alphas and betas and like the
Water World.
That movie's awful. It was fucking awful.
Pretty terrible.
Oh, man, I am a huge Waterworld apologist. Ugh. I think that is such a... It's like such a perfectly crappy movie like that. I love it. I don't know.
Costner. He Trick Costnered that movie.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I like how he just made the same movie again, too. He's like, they didn't like it before, but what if I'm delivering mail?
The Postman is a fucking great movie.
Way better than Waterworld, but it's the same type.
It's the same movie, but it's...
It's like Braveheart and the Patriot.
I just watched The Stand. I thought that's pretty...
Congratulations.
Dystopian, you son of a bitch.
No, it definitely is. It's just a hard-ass movie to watch, though, because it's not good.
I liked it.
The old one? The old miniseries?
The four-part miniseries.
It's so tough, bad.
Dude. I want that to be so much better than it is.
Yeah, the acting's terribly. Another one I was thinking about that I really love from the aspect of being like a role player is Book of Eli. Because you have this dystopian future where it feels like the gods are kind of speaking back into the world like they used to. Or, you know, like legend says they used to. Like, obviously, he is straight being spoken to by God, obviously.
Right.
To a degree. And when he gets to when he gets to that facility at the end of the movie.
On Alcatraz? Wasn't that where it was?
I think so.
You see,
it was on Alcatraz.
Other religious books have been brought back to life there as well. So it kind of gave me this feeling of, like, are there more, like, Eli-like characters, like prophets being brought from, like.
Yeah.
So you have this almost, like, futuristic dystopian country, but with like straight up religious power in the world again, and that's kind of crazy.
And that's kind of what I mean, less religious, but that's kind of what I thought Children of Men was going. And that's why I wanted to see a little bit more of the human project, because I thought this would be the one place in this whole area that is, you know, normal. Was they're trying to bring shit back, they're scientists. So that's the one thing I missed from that movie is that I thought we could see more of that end or that side. Oh, shit. I got him free-based.
All right. He's going to go free-based. The dog is going to pitch itself to its death. Yeah. Warren, did you have a dystopian thing that you were going to bring up? Or?
No. I mean, I did already.
No.
Yeah.
I was so busy this week and doing all this shit.
Hear that. So... I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
Yeah, we got to, I think.
So we talked quite a bit about it, too, in the last episode, and just kind of, like, how quickly, like, a society could potentially devolve into this sort of thing. But I think, like, the idea of dystopia and the idea of, like, society corrupting and collapsing is just really fertile ground for, like, pop culture and for fiction, like, in general, so... Keep an eye out.
Fiction.
Let us know.
Probably would be terrible to actually live through.
Yeah, I don't want to live through it.
I'm excited to watch Snowpiercer.
Oh, Snowpiercer, the show looks great. Yeah, dystopian as fuck. On that train
on a
forever.
Train.
It's like snakes on a plane, but dystopia on a train.
Ooh.
But tell us what you think. We want to hear about your favorite dystopian fiction. You know, books, movies, all sorts of stuff. Find us on Instagram or Twitter at Outside Longbox. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Outside Longbox. Find us on YouTube at tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. And of course on Facebook at facebook.com/thingyoutsidethelongbox. And of course you can find all of these things at our website, www.totlb.com, which also has exclusive content and articles that come from Juan and I largely. So. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been another scintillating episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.